You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. I'm interested to know what you think about heat across the Midwest at this point. We're in the second week of primarily the pollination period for corn across a good portion of the Corn Belt. Please.
Yeah, hi, Todd. And the forecast for the next couple of weeks will continue to feature kind of more of the same as what we've seen here in recent weeks, with a bias of warmer than normal temperatures. Now, there will be some variability in that, and from now through the upcoming weekend, temperatures will be steadily becoming more anomalous, and actually the kind of peak heat coming up across the Corn Belt will be over the upcoming weekend into the early part of next week, where generally highs will be in the mid-90s, minimum temperatures in the 70s, even some upper 90s in the southwestern Midwest. Those type of temperatures for the middle part of July, yeah, not very impressive, or not record-setting, but you know, still above normal for this time of year, which was we're approaching the end of July as climatologically the hottest time frame of the year. So, you know, overall, a warmer temperature bias with some variability in the Corn Belt is the main, you know, temperature pattern here for the next few weeks.
And this time around, I take it it's not coming with nearly as much moisture as has been falling in the previous months.
That is true, especially over the next 7 to 8 days, where much of the Corn Belt will see very little rainfall here, and obviously a market change from recent weeks. Week two of the two-week outlook does look to feature some increase in rain activity, primarily across the northern Corn Belt. There will be some thunderstorm complexes firing up across areas of like Minnesota and Iowa, which in some places actually need long-term dry weather. That's been the really wet spot here in the Midwest here recently. But so overall, it's a drier than normal pattern. And that'll be also the main rainfall outlook takeaway for the next 2 weeks.
We have long had some concerns about Europe and the Black Sea area. Have they abated at this time?
Not at this time here, Todd. Particularly for Russia, which has seen the most extreme heat and dryness here lately, there is going to be some minor relief here coming up over the upcoming weekend and into the early part of next week, but not enough to improve the soil moisture deficit, which is becoming more extreme across that region. And but there will be some minor relief. Northern Europe, long-term dryness, that includes England, that includes Germany, even up into the Scandinavian countries, also very little rainfall for the next couple of weeks. There will be a warmer temperature pattern across that region, not extreme temperatures, but with the warmer bias pattern combined with the lack of rain will continue to deplete soil moisture reserves for summer crops there.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. He is out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world.